Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show with your host Wayne Cooper, 7 p.m. on the East Coast and 4 p.m. here on the West Coast. So glad you could join us today. Today we're talking about mentoring young black boys, addressing the disrespect shown to NFL quarterback Cam Newton. Some of you may have heard or at least heard about this encounter a few days ago. Cam Newton has a camp, usually is annually. It's called 7+7 football camp there, and it's a camp that Cam Newton has had for a few years, and there are other NFL players such as Deshaun Watson of the Houston, the Houston team there, the NFL team, but anyways, Deshaun Watson participates as he and Cam Newton are good friends, and there was an encounter between a young man who just happens to be a young African-American young kid there, and I don't know the full context of why and how this confrontation started, but he began to rag Cam Newton by saying that he was a free agent and that he was going to become poor. And, you know, it just didn't sound good. It just didn't sound good at all. And Cam Newton actually exercised a great deal of restraint. However, he did respond to the young kid. And, you know, and you can debate as to whether you think that Cam needed to respond at all, but he did respond to the young kid by saying, but I'm rich. And so then that went back. And finally, Cam said, well, where is your father? You know, I'd rather speak with your father. And so, of course, and then by that time, the tape went off. But then it went viral, and so a lot of people are talking about it, former players, current players, people who are on different shows like ESPN and Fox Sports and, you know, just other shows, and everyone seems to have an opinion about it. So I thought I would address something, because this football camp, while it certainly has young boys from different ethnic backgrounds, it goes without saying that primarily it has more black young players, who are apparently, seeking to play the NFL someday themselves. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about today about this idea about mentoring young black boys and just addressing need to mentor our young boys, and just speaking just for a little bit about this disrespect shown to Cam Newton. We live in a time, ladies and gentlemen, of young people who seem to have no problem with disrespecting their elders. It just seems like it's all over. But it's not even young people. You can find young adults who specialize in disrespecting even people older than them. And so we just live in an era where people specialize in disrespect. But I'm greatly concerned, because I don't know if you can change full-grown people in that regard. But I believe with a lot of help and mentoring of our children, I believe that we can change them. Not only can we change them, but we ought to want to see them change before it's too late. And let me just say something. When it comes to this this subject of hackling, athletes, professional athletes, the truth of the matter is this: athletes getting hackled by fans is as old as professional sports itself. But in today's world, I think what is different is that you will see the athletes go back and forth with the hacklers. So, for example, we all have seen, for example, men like LeBron James, when he's gone at it with fans in the stand, or we've seen Russell Westbrook go at it with some fan that may have said something or have thrown something on the basketball court. And the truth is, there are just players today who are simply not going to put up with that, okay? So this notion about hackling players is not something new. But what really troubled me is to see this kid's behavior. And there are some thoughts about it that I want to just run by and maybe expound on, and then we could talk a little bit more about some of the needs, that we can talk about. And just to give you some thoughts, I think the first thing that stood out, and as I stated, I don't know the full context. Like, in other words, what led to that? What led to the conversation? What led to this young man feeling the need to disrespect Cam Newton just as a person? So let's forget about for a moment that he is a well-known NFL quarterback, but just as a person, because as I think about it, clearly there was a blatant lack of respect of the person, okay, Cam Newton. Not Cam Newton, the NFL star quarterback, but just Cam Newton, the man, Cam Newton, the human being, Cam Newton, the person, that who was there, but the lack of respect for the man who was hosting the camp, okay? So you think about that. Here you are there, and you are there pretty much at the invitation of the one who is hosting the camp. So even if you may have paid a fee or whatever, you couldn't have gone if the camp wasn't open to you. And so you're talking about the man who hosted the camp. You were there due to his invitation. And so there was this lack of respect for the man that was hosting the camp. And then there was clearly a lack of understanding of how the business of professional sports works. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, here's what I mean. At some point, listen to me well, at some point, every professional athlete becomes a free agent. Now, just to give you a full disclaimer, how do I know that? Well, I know that for a lot of reasons, because I do my homework, but I want to give you a full disclaimer, is that I have a son-in-law who played professional basketball in the NBA for over 10 years. And so I know that professional athletes become free agents. In other words, no athlete, at least in the beginning, gets a long-term contract like 10 years or 12 years, anything like that. Usually they have to work up to those long contracts. So just to give clarity, so what the young man was saying, that, well, hey, you're a free agent. Well, that wasn't anything bad, but he was saying it in a very sarcastic way, as if somehow he was saying something really bad to Cam Newton when he says you're a free agent and you're going to be poor. And of course that prompted Cam's response, but I'm rich. Well, he clearly showed his lack of understanding of how the business, because professional sports is first and foremost a business, okay? The NFL is a business. The NBA is a business, okay? Major League Baseball is a business. And every professional athlete understands that when they go into the league or to the association, okay? And so it is a business. And at some point in their career, every athlete is going to become a free agent, okay? And so there are options. So you can opt out of contracts, you can opt in, and all of that. And so contracts are different for every player, every situation, every circumstance, all right? So everybody who is a professional athlete is going to become a free agent. Now, the one thing that I saw, and you know that I think that we need to pay attention to, and when we listen to this young man as he was speaking, like I said, in a very disrespectful tone, he clearly lacked understanding of things. But the main thing that stood out for me is that I thought to myself, this young man clearly needs mentoring in his life. Now, I'm not saying, because I obviously don't know him, I'm not saying that he doesn't have people in his life who doesn't love him. For example, even though Cam asked the question, hey, where's your father? I'm not even saying that his father is not in his life. And I'm not even suggesting that his father is not a mentor type figure in his life. But apparently there is something lacking in his life when it comes to what I'd say is mentoring, because I think that when a young kid is being mentoring and trained correctly, the first thing that you can see is this level of respect. Now, I know that we are living in different times, and I want to be fair. Again, I want to be the voice of reason, because I'm significantly older than Cam Newton and this kid. And I grew up in a different era. I grew up in a different time. And I can tell you that at the age that this young boy is, there is no way I would have had a back and forth conversation being that blatantly disrespectful to an adult, okay? Because in the era that I come from, when an adult says to shut up, not that Cam said that, but an adult in my generation would have told me to shut up. And you can take this to the bank, I would have shut up, okay? And so, but the one thing that seems to stand out is that this young man needs some mentoring in his life, because the one thing that seems to be missing is this level of respect that he ought to have for those who are older than he is, okay? And so he obviously, and think about it, he obviously at this point is like had not accomplished anything to be able to talk smack about. You know, that's what's interesting too. You know, it looks like he was probably maybe in early high school, you know, just looking at his face and probably his age. And usually, you know, the kids that go to, camps, you know, this guy could have been a young kid, could have been a freshman or sophomore, or even if he were a senior in high school, the bottom line is he hasn't accomplished anything yet, you know, to be able to talk to a man, who had accomplished a lot of things. And I'll go into that in a minute. But because think about it, Cam is a Heisman Trophy winner. Okay, he is an overall first pick in the NFL draft back in 2010. He is an All Pro quarterback. I think he's been in the All Pro game at least three or four times. Okay, and he has even led his team to the Super Bowl. So Cam Newton is pretty much an accomplished player. Now, he has sustained a lot of injuries that no doubt has taken a lot of his potential away from him, But there is no question that in terms of his football career, going back to his college days and even to his professional career, he is an accomplished player, okay? And yet this kid was talking as if he had accomplished something. So he hasn't accomplished anything yet, okay? And so that's why it was an unfortunate incident here. Let's just talk about it for a moment, is because I think that young black boys are more vulnerable to slip through the cracks, you know, when it comes to obviously, you know, getting into the system. And I'm talking about, you know, the judicial system, the prison system, you know, and a lot of that has to do with young black boys being angry, with showing disrespect for authority. I believe that young black boys, because I think the statistics bears it out, that young black boys need mentoring. In fact, let's go back to the question I think was a very significant question that Cam Newton asked. And he asked the question, he said, "Where is your father?" And later, in fact, I read a little bit more about the incident, and Cam said that even though he had, you know, when he was speaking to the boy, he said that he almost immediately realized it would not be, you know, prudent for him to go back and forth with the young man. He felt like, you know, it was best to have just a man-to-man talk with his father, and that is why he asked, "Where is your father?" And I think Cam was on to something, because, you know, I think that that's where it starts. It starts at home with the father. And let's just talk about that, because statistically speaking, the last statistic that I've seen as I've studied this issue, that within the black community, I think the last I saw was like between 73% and 77%. Between those two numbers, children are raised in a single parent home, okay? In other words, primarily with their mothers. So young black boys, statistically speaking, are going to be raised without their fathers, okay? That they're going to be raised primarily in the household with a single mother. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that a black man can't have any influence in a young black boy's life, because I think that there are a lot of testimonies where black boys, you know, did not have father directly in the home, but they had black men, you know, who took time with them, or even their father, while their father did not live in the home, the father was very much so very active in their lives and played a significant role in raising them and training them and all that. So I'm sure that you have, you know, people, you know, in that situation. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I would tell you this, that my parents, while they were not together, my father was very active in the role of his children. I can tell you with all honesty that I grew up seeing my father practically every single day, okay, because he just lived right down the street. And he and my mother worked out in terms of the authority figure in my life. My dad was very much the authority figure in my life. And I can tell you that anything that I wanted to do, for the most part, my mother's response was, "Go ask your daddy." And so I had that kind of situation. Now, I realize not every child has that situation, especially in today's society. But I realize that because that is the case, that our young boys are susceptible of falling through the cracks. And people, you know, don't realize that when they fall through the cracks, that they are more vulnerable to being set up to, you know, to get into the system. And so we have many boys, you know, who can fall into the system and their lives can be ruined because they never had that one-on-one mentoring that they should have had while they was growing up. And so this incident between Cam Newton and this hackling kid, you know, just reminds me that that is what is needed. I think more than anything in the black community, that we need to have black men to step up. And even if we've done, let's say, a good job at raising our children, particularly our black boys, maybe some of us as men need to see where we can volunteer and step in into the lives of some of the black boys in the community. And to try to be a good role model, to be a mentor for them, because so much is at stake. You know, when we talk about the future and talk about the health of the community and seeing the community prosper and having, you know, a community to look forward to in the future when all of us are gone off the scene, it's going to have to be a great change that comes, and that change is going to have to start right now. We're going to have to be able to take time with the young kids that are coming along now. So let's go back to this situation. So I think that, that this young boy probably is an otherwise decent boy. Now, let me just share something with you, because I always want to be fair when I'm talking about these things. Now, I did read where the young man did send an apology. I think you all need to know that out there. He did send an apology to Cam Newton and to the camp staff members, and even to the other camp participants. And pretty much just not without reading it, he just said that he realized that he was wrong and that his parents never raised him that way. And he just pretty much said that it was the competitor in him that, that caused him to, to go off the deep end, and that he realized that he was out of line, and he asked for Cam's, forgiveness. And so I admire him for that, because not a lot of young men would have offered an apology. So we got to give him his kudos for that. Okay, and so that's a good thing. So again, I think that, we need to realize that. Now, in the few minutes I have left, let's just talk about, what contributes to this. And I think that, I alluded to it earlier. It just has to do, ladies and gentlemen, with the breakdown of the family, the black family. And that's the number one problem in the black community. It's the breakdown of the family. And we've got to address that issue within the black community. We've got to address it. I know that there are times when we don't want to address the hard issues that we face, but we've got to address it. We've got to address the breakdown. Why is it that the family, the black family, has broken down? Like, why is it? Why is the statistic are so high that our children are born into this world over 73% to single parents, household? Why is that? We can do better than that, okay? There is nothing that says that we have to come from those types of single-parent homes. We can do better. And I think it starts with the men, and for those of us who are married and who have children, we need to pour in to our children so that they can see what a healthy marriage look like, what a healthy home and household look like, so that as they grow, that they can have something that they can model after. Because I think that's the issue. Many young black boys have never seen what a happy marriage and a healthy marriage look like. And so they have nothing to follow after or to model after. okay? And so we see then what is happening. So then that cycle is constantly being repeated because the young black boys are not seeing anything for them to model. And so what happens is our young girls, you know, they fall in love and, you know, all they think about is, hey, I'm in love. And then, you know, they end up, you know, having babies, you know, with young boys or young men who have never seen a healthy and happy household. And then what we see is this constant cycle of our young women having children out of wedlock. So that has to change. And for those of us in the community who are in healthy relationships, in marriages I'm talking about, we need to emphasize to our children what it means to be in a happy and healthy household. And we got to pour into our sons. We got to pour into them. We got to pour into our daughters. And we got to make them understand that the future of the black community is at stake. And so we got to model that, okay, for them. And so this episode here is just a reminder of what is happening. And so when we think about, for example, our young black boys being productive citizens in America instead of being victims of the system, I think this is where it starts. It starts within the family. It starts within the family. And we've got to think about that, and we've got to remember that. And so that way we won't see the kind of disrespect that we see by these young kids today, because it is blatant all over the place. But let me say again, it is not only the young people, but it's even true of young adults. And so for young adults who find themselves being very disrespectful to your elders, even young adults who are disrespectful to your parents, you need to turn from that. You need to repent of that, and so that you can show your children what it means to be respectful to your elders, okay? And so let me say to young black boys and young black men, I want you to say that your community loves you, and we all want you to succeed. We want you to prosper. We want you to be productive citizens. We want you to reach your God-given potential in this world, okay? We want you to realize that in your lives, and we don't want you to have to go through the system, you know, because the system is not going to treat you fairly, and we have a long history to prove that, okay? And so we want you to make sure that you make it in life, that you get the education that you need to get so that you can be a productive and prosperous citizen, law-abiding, so that when you have your families and you begin to have your children, you can pass a wonderful legacy of your own. And so I want to just bring this by today and just to say to you that, you know, we love you, and we just realize that a lot of our young boys, the only thing that's missing in their lives is mentoring, okay? Because they have God-given potential just like any other boy of any other ethnic group, okay? Black boys are not cursed. Black boys are not doomed. Black boys are not meant to spend their lives in incarceration, none of that. They are meant to live a God-given and God-prosperous life just like any other child. And so I just hope that at least some of the things I said today could be something that we consider and that we apply. And so think about it, is that our young boys need mentoring, and so that they can grow up and show respect for their elders, show respect for their culture, show respect for those who have taken the time, like Cam Newton, to show love and to help them to develop their skills. So until the next time, this is the Voice of Reason Talk Show with host Wayne Cooper.